who laid down the palm branches before him to welcome Jesus because they recognized him as a victorious king. That's who we recognize him as we worship him today. And our hearts shout Hosanna, like those people shouted, which means Lord, save us. So it's a cry of joy and it's a cry for help at the same time. So in this moment, let's just recognize the Lord whose presence we are in. Let's recognize him as the one who is our King, King of Kings, but is also our Redeemer, Lord of Lords. So let's welcome him among us. Let's ask him to guide us, to lead us, to redeem us as we come into his presence in worship.
Yes, O God, we praise you, we worship you, glory be to your name.
To the Lord, to say, Lord, save us. Let's different ones of us cry out to him, acknowledging who he is as the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Savior and Redeemer. Let's cry out that Hosanna to the Lord as he's with us and dwells with us. Jesus was born in an ordinary place, and yet that's miraculous. Jesus was an ordinary man, and yes, that's miraculous. One of the miraculous things about the King of Kings that we've just sung about is that he created the whole universe. Every single planet, every single star, every single living thing. And yet he cares about you, and he cares about me. Our lives are not a big thing to the God who created the universe. Our lives are not a big thing to him who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And yet he cares about you and he cares about me. So I want us to hear a couple of prophetic words. First of all from Owen and then from Ben. And then I just want us to respond to those words before we finish our worship time. So Owen.